All right, do an intro.
No.
Do an intro.
Wait, can I get your dead? Okay, give me your deadest no. Do an intro.
No.
Oh, it stole my soul.
So, yeah, it's...
Okay, let me try it again. Ask me.
Do an intro.
No.
Yeah, it's good enough.
No, that's not dead enough. Try it again. Okay, give me your example. Do an intro.
No.
Oh, lost my soul. Okay, try me.
Do an intro.
No.
Just...
Ooh, that was pretty good.
I feel like nothing. Just go, like, make a noise. And say no.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I can feel my soul leaving my body.
Yeah,
that's
I
bad.
Felt that many times before. It's gone now. All right, anyway, so yeah, I guess that was our intro. You just got to listen to like 20 seconds of us. No.
No.
So,
And when did you first develop that soul-stealing no?
I think
is it a teenage thing?
2 years ago, yeah, probably.
I think it's a teenage thing, right?
So yeah, we're doing an Ask Me Anything, as you probably can tell by the title of the
video. That's AMA.
So at least one of us is not childlike.
All right. Izzy, do you think that being homeschooled has hampered your social life? What would your tips be for other homeschooled children making friends?
So, don't?
Don't what? Be homeschooled? Don't make friends? Don't
just
give advice?
Just don't. Yeah, so I think that being homeschooled has saved my social life because I just know that, like, being in school, I'd have such bad friends because we've had friends who've also been homeschooled. We've had friends who've been in school, and the friends that I've had who've been in school have just been really bad.
Well, and the homeschool kids are so wholesome.
Yeah, they're really good.
Really wholesome, really nice, and...
Even some kids that have been in school for a few years and are now homeschooled are still kind of messed up a bit.
Yeah, it kind of rewired some of their circuitry, right? So, I mean, you have to spend so much time fighting propaganda if you're with kids in government schools, and it just doesn't feel that way with the homeschool kids.
No.
All right, so do you have tips for other homeschool children making friends? Oh, I do.
What?
So, and you'll appreciate this as a female. Be pushy. Be pushy.
So if you're a male,
elbow your way into the social circle and make it your own. Rule it like Sauron with the eye and the ring.
You could. You sound like you're farting.
I actually did. We'll edit that part out.
Okay, that's a good plan. Yeah. No, honestly, I feel like this is such a dumb thing to say, and this is such a mom thing to say, but like, be yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you fake everything, then at some point you're going to have to stop faking, and then everyone will, like, be like, yo, you just lied to us for, like, a while. So,
right.
Just be yourself. You know, I would say if you, like, don't be braggy and stuff. Like, if you're, like, really good at certain things, don't be like, oh, look, I did this, or oh, I did this. Because there's a lot of kids that I know who do that, and they are homeschooled. They are homeschooled, yeah.
Can you think of an example?
The one guy who was like, oh, I wrote these books, and oh, I do this, and oh, I'm in singing, and oh, I'm a... Man, I forget. Oh, I go to the gym and stuff like that. That type of guy. Just kids like that that are kind of show-offy. You know, ask questions and stuff, because I find that a lot of kids never ask any questions, and it's just like, oh, me. And then I ask them a question, they're like, me. It's like, you know, you can ask back.
Well, so yeah, I mean, I've said this before. Like, I have a 10 to 15 minute rule, because I'm very interested in people. So if I meet someone, if you're playing with the kids and I meet the parents, I'll chat with the parents. I'll ask a bunch of questions of the parents. If after 10 or 15 minutes, they're still talking about themselves, I just make my exit.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, maybe different with kids. Also, be enthusiastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I find I have so many issues with kids. We'll be playing a game, and it'll just be, after like 5-10 minutes, some of us, I'll go back to the group, like it's tag or something, I'll run up to the group because they're all gathered, I'm like, are we still playing? And they're just like, no.
No. Oh.
No, it's not.
It's no, it's
like
the dead voice.
It's just like, no, not really. It's like, you know, you could have like told me, I was running around for like 3 minutes trying to find you guys.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, maybe a little younger than you, we had this... It was a horrible game in hindsight called Let's Take Off on the X Person.
Oh, yeah.
You just single some person out, and then you'd know, let's play hide and seek in the woods, and everybody would just leave.
Yeah, that sucks.
I only did that a couple of times, and then I thought it was great until...
It happened to you.
Well, then of course, the entire game turned, and it was absolutely immoral and wrong.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of that, you could say. They sent... So I was with... 3 other kids, and they all sent me off to get some chocolates because it was at like an event where you could get chocolates and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I came back and 2 of them had run off, and the 3rd was supposed to go the other direction, but he was like, yeah, they went that way, but they said if they tell you, they'll punch me. So,
oh my.
They didn't end up punching him. They pretended to feed him to goldfish, which was, you know, good enough, but
yeah.
Yeah. So that almost happened, but it didn't quite happen.
And now, you, we've had a sort of a slight difference of opinion because I'm used to male friendships, and you're, of course, used more to female friendships.
Dude, girls are, like, so, like, delicate and sensitive and, like, so hard to be friends with.
Go on.
Like, oh my gosh, this is one, right? And she, like, if we after we hang out, she'd be like, thank you for hanging out with me. I had so much fun. And oh my gosh, I love that animal. It's so cute, right? And she doesn't just use her voice. It's always this, oh my gosh, it's really high pitched, whatever, right? And
are you faxing? What is happening? No, I'm just kidding.
No, like, that's what they sound like. Yeah, it's really hard to be friends with other females because they aren't like a person. They're just like an icing over like something normal. Like,
well, and I remember when you were meeting a new group, and they were, you know, you said, well, what should I do if they're sort of in a circle talking? And my advice was,
go, just ram them. Just
not ram them.
Just like, pay someone else to ram them. Excuse me, hello. So
get a football helmet or a bike helmet. Lower your head, square them, elbows out.
No, there's one of them in the group.
I said, you just elbow your way in.
Yeah.
And you said?
No, it doesn't work like that for girls.
And for girls, what do you do again?
For girls, you wait till you get invited. Like, you stand out for a bit, you kind of walk around a bit, you compliment them on something like, oh my gosh, I love your necklace, right? And they'll be like, thank you. And if they're nice, they'll be like, I love your shirt, right? Or something. So that's how you do it with girls. You like shower them with compliments until they become your friends.
Wow.
It sucks.
Now, with boys, it's a little different. You shower them with insults until they become your friends.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the thing about boys is that you give each other fake insults.
Yeah, and girls give each other fake compliments.
Fake compliments, yeah. So
I should try to do that because it's just, like, instinctual. Like, this is how you do it. And it was, like, it sucked. Like, I was like, this is the most ugly necklace, but I'll compliment it anyways to win them over.
Whoa.
And they were like, oh my gosh, thank you. And then they went on like a 5-minute story for when and how they got it. I'm like, I don't care. I just want to like be your friend.
Right, right. And so if you had taken the male approach of just elbow your way in.
Oh, the girls would have been like,
I'm not saying
so
elbow you in and take over the conversation.
Or anything.
Just, you know, it's like, hey, can you guys step aside? We want to join the chat. Just make a little room.
Yeah.
And what would happen?
The girls, they just be like, they kind of give each other that side glance with like a
side eye, like that monkey.
Yeah, like they're kind of like the expression, right? And then they kind of step aside and they kind of, the conversation would mutter down a little bit and stuff.
Oh, can you believe her? Like, whatever, yeah, what's she doing?
They don't talk like that.
No, they do. Sorry. In my mind, it's totally that way. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's how I hear you, but.
What? Well, actually, that's fair. That's fair. Hello, it's Stefan from Free Domain.
Guys, go to nail right here.
That is so fetch. I'm going to vocal fry.
Oh my god, if you tried like Starbucks's like new pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, so much fry.
I know, it's so in.
I have to walk around with a saucepan because I'm a fry cook.
Well, I guess it's not really fall anymore, so you can't get it, but.
And you know what else fell is my capacity to use my voice.
Yeah, so there's either girls like that, or there's girls like, oh my gosh, hi,
how are you
doing?
Like super high helium, or it's like half a dead frog.
Yeah, pretty much. And then there's just normal talking. Like, what's wrong with this?
No, that's wrong. No, can't do it. It has to be affected in some manner. And actually, with the girls too, like if we're at the coffee shop, and they're just like, hi, you want a medium? I'm just like, rabbit, rabbit. But they
I don't do that.
But I think about it, and that's enough. There was something else we talked about. Yeah, show interest in people and
ask questions and stuff.
Ask questions, be enthusiastic. Now, what in terms of getting things organized? How does that work for you?
It doesn't work.
Huh?
You can't get stuff organized with kids nowadays because they're so hyper attached to their tablets.
No, but even if they're away from their tablets.
It's so hard. No, but then they'll be like, okay, let's go to our house and do something online.
Oh, so and I also think the attention span's been kind of fragmented. Like you were saying that they were used to such stimuli from the tablets that when you try to organize just like a regular old run around game, they're like, I lost intention. What were we playing?
They don't talk like that. They're eight.
Sorry.
Okay, so we'll often be out in the park kind of around the neighborhood. After a while, they'll be like, okay, let's go to my house. We can get some cookies, you know, we can watch some videos and stuff, right?
Right.
Or do
you
want to
be out, right?
But the guys went up to a ledge kind of behind the park and they built an axe with like string and like wood and like a random stone, and they were building a fort, and I'm just like, well, I mean I could hang out with the 8-year-olds, but like axes.
Okay.
It's like I want to go out and play stuff. I don't want to be sitting inside on my screen. I can do that anytime.
Well, and here's the thing too, just as a sort of window into the world of boys. So for boys, there's really one thought in our minds at any given moment when we're little, and that is Vikings could arrive at any moment.
Yes.
Or space aliens, or something. Something like Genghis Khan could come back from the dead, leading his zombie horde of horses, and you have to be prepared. At any moment, combat could break out, and you must absolutely be prepared. And so, yeah, that's just something to remember. So that would make sense for that.
All yeah, because, right. Like, I want to join, but also, like, I mean, it's a group of boys, so they really want me girlying things up by adding, like, flowers to the fort.
Would you add flowers?
I could probably add some sort of plants to make it look more natural and stuff.
Oh, is that a pumpkin spice? A pumpkin spice axe?
Pumpkin spice axe? We need to put some mocha on that.
Oh, can we just talk about one thing?
What?
Okay, this is a bit of a sidebar. So when it comes to people making their coffees, and they have foam on top, and then they have cinnamon, and then they have a shape.
Oh, these people are so dumb. You know, like, it's weird. They will carve out a shape, like a star or smiley face, on a piece of paper, hold it over their coffee. This will work, and then pour the cinnamon in. This will work fine if you do, like, two taps of cinnamon. But when they pour, like, half the cinnamon jar, and it's just going to go everywhere. It's not going to work, you dummies.
Right. Izzy, have you considered selling art online? There are people who hire freelance artists.
I have done that, but my art,
thought of it.
I have thought of it. But yeah. I have never done it because I like drawing for fun, and I don't like drawing because, oh, I have to do this.
Right.
Because then I'll run out of inspiration, and then it'll just feel like work, and that takes all the joy out of it for me at the moment. I guess, like, maybe when I start trying to get into jobs more and stuff, then I'll consider that. But at the moment, I'm content just doing stuff.
Is it important when parents have disagreements to do it in another room separate from the kids? Does it undermine parental authority, or is it good for the kids to see how to productively have disagreements?
I don't know. I think different room. It's just like, yeah, okay, well, I have nothing. The kids are like, well, I have nothing to add here because it's not my argument, but I can't really, like, do stuff because they're arguing. So I guess I just sit here.
I think the phrase is animated discussion.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I mean, we very rarely have any conflicts in the household as a whole, but, you know, maybe once or twice a year, there's some disagreement about something that's, you know, more strenuous than just where should we eat or what should we eat.
What do you mean? That's the most debatable thing, I guess.
I do think that seeing your parents resolve conflicts should make you less nervous of conflicts. All right. Do you have any career interests yet? And do they involve philosophy in any way?
No. Maybe when I'm like 40 or something, I might go into like politics after I've had kids, which I guess you could say a little bit philosophy. But I mean, I do want to make some mark in the world that's more than just having kids. But I've mentioned this in other shows, but I like to start up a duck farm, breed new ducks that are best, like, great for having pets. So basically what I do is I buy like 20 ducks. The breed that I want to target at the time are Muscovy ducks. Now, I don't have enough practice. I've heard that you can't interbreed ducks that are mallard derived from, sorry, I'm speaking nonsense. So mallards are like, I think everyone knows what a mallard is, but mallard derived, pretty much the ducks you'll eat at restaurants, Pekin ducks, they're mallard derived. Pretty much any domesticated duck, except something called a Muscovy duck, is derived from mallards. So I've heard that you can't breed Muscovy ducks with mallard derived ducks because the offspring will not be able to reproduce, but I want to test this out because if you can, then I think I'll breed a Muscovy duck and a Saxony duck because their calmness level is really good and make a flock out of that. But if I can't, then I'll do Muscovy ducks. I'll just get like 20 and then the calmest of all those, just keep breeding them together until you get an optimized duck.
Right.
Also for physical traits, but the personality is the best if you want to have pets, because I love having pet ducks, but I think there's some stuff that could be improved and I want other people to love having pet ducks.
Well, and I don't know when the last time was you checked your suggestion box, but there are two pieces of paper in there for me. One, of course, is the helicopter duck. And the other is the toilet-trained duck. So these are two things to aim for.
Yes.
You don't have to answer this now.
You see, ducks, okay, there's no suggestion box. I don't know what he's doing going on with that. But
you don't even know the suggestion box?
No.
I don't think Mom's checking it either.
I don't think there is one.
I think Mom's suggestion box is just a paper shredder because I put the suggestion in, or a couple of volumes of suggestions, and all I hear is, anyway, go on.
Anyway, so yes, toilet training ducks is very hard because they have very little control over their bladder, but you can definitely get them, like, if you're sitting with them, then you can have them get up. Like, we kind of had this with our first ducks, and kind of these ones are learning, or at least one of them is, if you're sitting with them and they have to poop, they know to get up and let you know, like, let me down.
That's
the best way I think you can do it.
Your dad has mentioned checking in with you to see how you think he's doing as a parent. How was this from your point of view, and how can I do it well with my children?
Yeah, you see, don't do it at all.
Or if you do...
Don't do it.
Okay. Don't do it in
do
the
it,
way.
Yeah, do it the opposite way he does it.
All right, so how do I do it?
You're like, gosh, what? How do you do it? I just kind of glaze over.
You... See, I'm concerned about doing it now in case you glaze over again live on the show.
No, you'll go up and you'll be like, just wanted to check that you don't want any changes in family life. And
no, that's not. I say, how you doing? What's your level of happiness? And is there anything I can do differently? Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff, sure. Right? And you get this like deer in the headlights, like, please just make this conversation end so I can go back to drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So do it. It really is a form of punishment, like most.
Exactly.
It's not as bad as a lecture.
And then they'll answer yes, so you think everything's going perfect.
It's not as bad as a lecture, but it's probably still slightly better than being, say, set on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. Okay. No, so if another parent was sort of asking how to do this, what would you suggest they do? I think it does important to check in, right?
Come in with like an axe or something and be like, what do you want changed, child?
All right.
So
you're going to come in and axe?
If you answer with nothing, you get the axe. Okay, don't do
that. No, this is what they mean by axe. You know, I'm just axing you. I'm axing you for the answer.
Yeah.
When is the last time your father had his mind changed by an argument? What was his belief at the beginning and what was the argument?
Everything. He doesn't actually notice it, but stuff happens.
You just get steered unconsciously.
I'd say probably...
Should I leave the room for this part?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's probably the one about competition. Like, he's very much like, it's not a fun game unless you win. And I'm just like, yeah.
No. Hang on. Let's be fair. I don't mind losing as long as it's not random or unfair ridiculous.
I agree with that because I fix your beliefs on that. But
you did fix my beliefs. So it wasn't like I didn't enjoy the game unless I won. If it's a hard fought game, like we're playing Catan or Uno or something, if it's a hard fought game and, you know, I lose or whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's just one of these games, because Catan can go on for like an hour, and we just had one the other night where I'm like, I'm card starved. It's just like, and it's no fun, right? Because you can't possibly win, and it's just kind of there.
I don't care if it's, it's obviously more fun if everyone's like tied and like doing really well the whole game. But look, for me, I don't really care if it's bad luck. I don't care if I'm card starved. I don't care if I've made really dumb decisions with placement. I'll take responsibility for that, like someone doesn't. I wasn't looking at you, I promise.
I go on a 12 and a 2, and next thing you know,
you're
just not getting rolled.
I know, poor thing. And then, or you'll go on like 2-6, and I'll be like, it's going to be an 8 game. And you're like, no, it's fine, it doesn't matter. I'll be like, it's going to be an 8 game, go on an 8. I'm not even going to place near an 8. That was,
No, but then I have the chance to blame you, because I know you're using some voodoo witch curse to make it true.
Here's the thing, here's what annoys me. If it's a game, like I know it's not exactly a single player game, but it's not a team game. Which is Catan. Like, it's multiple player, but you're for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to play that way. In fact, most people don't if they're skilled players. What they do is you kind of compromise. Okay, well, I'm going to end up placing here. Let's compromise so that we can both get on the resources we want, right? Now, I know a certain two people specifically, who refuse to compromise on anything, especially...
They won't plan with anyone, right?
In the beginning. Yeah, they won't plan. I'll be like, okay, wait, let's go here. And they'll be like, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Let's just place. We'll figure it out. It's like, no. We'll figure it out is not an answer to I'm going ahead of you, what do you want? And then you're going to be going ahead of me because it bounces back, what do I want? We need to figure something out because we both want the same areas, right? So, and then at the end of the game, here's the thing. So I think anyone can understand this, even if you don't play the game Settlers of Catan. If someone is about to win the game, you don't trade with them. You don't give them resources.
Yep.
So clearly, some people in our group do not understand this. And someone's like, we're playing to 14 victory points, they're at 12, they have development cards. Development cards basically equal victory points because you can use them to get points, or some of them are just built in 1 point, right?
Yeah.
So they're probably at like 13 points, even though it only shows up for 12 until they win, right? But, and then someone's just like, okay, well, 3 other people are accepting the trade, but I'll go with this guy because he asked for it first.
And you're being nice and helpful.
No.
No, I know. I get it. It's not helpful.
And then other people will just randomly be like, I'm going to team up with someone who's about to win because yay, why not? Ruin the game for everyone else. Yay. So I don't mind losing, but I do mind, or if I just get unlucky, but I do mind when other people play terribly, and which causes the loss for everyone. Especially when I'm telling them, or when you're telling them, stop.
Stop trading with the winner.
Stop trading with the person who's about to win. And they'll be like, no, it's fine, I have extra trades. It's like, that doesn't matter.
Having a slightly higher point value when you lose. So here's another thing, too, and this, I don't think I've shared this with you before. Sorry, is this something else that you wanted to add about that? Okay. So this is something that I haven't really shared with you before, and it really is about Among Us. So one of the things that troubled me, ow, got my wrist, let go.
No.
So one of the things that troubled me about Among Us was it was the luck factor in Among Us is kind of insane. So for instance, when you would kill, nobody would see anything. Excuse me, I'm still talking. Thank you very much. I have the talking stick and it's a very big one. Okay, so when you would kill, like, it would be just a weird coincidence that nobody would be in the environment, right? Now, when I would kill, though, immediately there'd be this Roman phalanx of every rainbow color in the known universe trooping straight into the room. And both of us were doing the proper gameplay, which is just the moment that your kill cooldown has ended, you just stab randomly, no matter what's happening. And yet, just by sheer fortune, you wouldn't get seen and I would. And that to me, like that, and that was like, this would not happen randomly in this, are you going to have an aneurysm at this point? Do you need a moment? Oh, anyway, we should probably move on from here.
No!
What?
Don't even try. All right, here's the thing. The reason people would walk in and find you killing is because, number one, you don't check your surroundings. When I'm about to kill, I check, if I want to kill in navigation, I check the four surrounding rooms. Weapons, O2, shields, and communications. Then what I do is I lock the doors to storage and cafeteria so that no one else will see. I check to see if the cameras are on or if they have been on recently, because then someone would be like, well, I last saw both of those people around there. So what I'll do is I'll go to areas. You know how weapons and navigation and shields connect with vents? So I go over there, vent in from weapons to navigation, kill in navigation, go down to shields, then walk out, staying outside of the camera zone. The doors to storage have opened by then, so you go up, check the admin table, see where people are going. If someone's about to go and discover your body, you call a meeting, right as they do, so that's extra confusion for the meeting and people take a while to figure it out.
Now listen, you make a very good case.
And then also have some sort of ability to lying and saying more than two words in the entire meeting.
I think you're making a very interesting case. I did obviously gap out for a lot of it. But my conclusion, after listening to your very well and reasoned case, is it still comes down to luck. All right.
Okay. Then if you're going to kill anywhere near admin, so admin, cafeteria, storage, or electrical, check the admin table to see where people are at. And if you don't know, if you're playing with two imposters and you don't know where your fellow imposter is, take again a look at the admin table and see if they're venting around somewhere. So if you think, okay, they're going to be killing in upper engines, wouldn't it be great to have another kill at the opposite end of the map to lower the chances of people finding the body?
But
what? Go.
But here's the thing. When my kill cooldown ends,
you spam.
You have to spam kill, so I don't know how I don't know how you can do all of this in that time frame.
You know what? You see this finger right here.
Yeah.
You see that I'm holding his finger.
Yes.
I'm about to bend it.
Ah. Okay. Bend that way.
You see his finger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to press down. Keep it straight.
But wouldn't that involve deferral of gratification?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. It's luck. All right. Free domain. This is to me. Why was your gingerbread house superior in every way? See here, it says at free domain. And what does it say at the top?
Questions for Izzy.
No, but it says at free domain.
Yeah, because I don't have an account on this.
Why was your gingerbread house superior in every way?
Okay, so the reason my house is better was because my parents did one together. So my mom's house was really good. And then my dad came back from using the washroom and started working on it as well,
yep.
Which probably lowered the value by half. And
I'm sorry, I'm getting the
I even would
the push
help
button
you.
Finger
I
finger.
Would even help you.
No, but what did I do that was so bad?
Existent.
No, what did I do? What did I do?
I don't actually know.
So this is all just slander.
Yeah,
then.
This is pure slander. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, here's the thing. My parents.
You have no idea what you're talking
now
about.
Now I have an idea of what I'm talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
So my parents copied off of the box. If you look at the box and you look at their house, it's the same. Obviously, theirs is worse because it's not made out of glue and cardboard the way it is in the box. But, yeah, so I didn't copy anything. I don't know why you didn't. I mean, I don't know why you didn't mark this down, but you should have marked down copied. Second house was copied off of the box because you didn't do anything creative. You copied it. And that was mom's idea. So maybe it either would have gone way better or way worse if it weren't for mom making it the box.
Was it mom's idea for the
box? Mom's idea was, for the door. Look at the box.
For the door.
That was also from the box. Aside from the fact that she put unedible cardboard on it, which somehow got people's votes, even though it's not sweet.
Ooh, now I just want to eat cardboard.
You guys need help.
New question. What do you think about men asking their girlfriend's father for permission before marrying? Do you think any guy would be brave enough to ask your dad?
That, you see, that's hard. He pretends to be menacing, but in reality, he's not, so...
Me?
Yeah. You're,
what?
You.
No, I'm just... Yeah, okay. No, so you can lift the lid, because I know that I'm a hugely terrifying and intimidating figure to the world as a whole.
And I think it really depends if your dad is... Like, if the father of the person, I guess, that the boyfriend would be trying to ask, right? If her dad is a good father and would say, like, yes to a good guy... But if it's just some bad dad who doesn't want anything good for his daughter, then that's probably really bad plan.
Yeah, I wouldn't think of it in terms of permission. But what I would, so if somebody wants, when somebody wants to marry you, they're going to join the family, they're going to be part of the family. Now listen, if that guy is good to you, makes you happy, and enhances your life.
If he does that, then I'll say yes to the proposal.
Yeah, so, I mean, and so will I, right? I mean, not that I would say yes in terms of property or permission, but I would hope that my opinion... or feedback would have something to do with that. But no, if he treats you well and he's going to be a great husband and your life is, you know, if you end up as happily married as mom and I, wonderful, thrilled, couldn't, you know, the guy will be close to my heart and I'll be his best bud forever. So I don't think there'd be anything intimidating about that. If he's, you know, a little bit of a sketchy character, then...
Well, then I wouldn't be interested in him.
No, I would hope not. Yeah, I would hope not. Do you want to do favorite Christmas movie and why?
Yes.
Okay, please, could you just crush everyone's Christmas
spirit?
There's
two types of Christmas movies. The ones that follow the exact same plot and the ones that are pure up dumb. So, no, I don't enjoy Christmas. The only one I'd say I enjoy might be not Home Alone. That one was okay-ish, I guess, but it followed the same plot of everything's terrible. Oh, it's good again.
Yeah, yeah.
And... What was the other one? It was...
Oh, there was the one...
The one with the turkey. The one where the dogs ate the turkey. That was just terrible, like, the whole way through, but that was hilarious.
What was that? Dogs ate the turkey?
Yeah, the neighbor's dogs came in through the house and ate the turkey towards the end of the movie, and they went to the Chinese place.
Oh,
and they got
Christmas
some
story.
Suspicious type of bird than the Chinese people trying to
sing. That was the guy who wants the little gun, right?
Yeah, the guy who wants the Nerf gun. I think that was a good movie, because it had lots of ups and downs, and it wasn't just everything's terrible. Oh, it's good again. Like all the other Christmas movies are, oh, this is woke. Or, oh, this plot is really dumb and doesn't make sense. Okay, let me tell you what I hate. I hate musicals because it'll take like...
Why do you hate the musical?
So I think I'll be finishing the rest of the show because someone here has been unable to continue. Not getting Oh, musicals, I'm sorry. I hate using the word cringe because it's not an argument or anything. I find musicals cringy. It's getting a bunch of people who are all adults just randomly burst out in song. Instruments just appear in the background. And it's just dumb, I think.
Yes, it's about a suspension of disbelief. You know, like if you have
Hang on, I'm still talking.
How about, like, if there was a movie, say, that involved talking toys or talking cars?
No!
Or I don't know, bugs that could talk or bees that could talk. That's suspension of disbelief.
That's different, though. Disbelief, yeah, I get it. So I think that's a little different. And the reason I think that's different is because, number one, it's an animated movie with... cartoony stuff. Like, the whole thing is completely disbelievable. But then they'll try and have some sort of reasonable fraction of a story with the entire thing of disbelief. Like, we'll make an example with Toy Story. It's all very silly. It doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous, right?
Well, because Buzz Lightyear doesn't know he's a toy.
Yeah, but he still
goes limp every time someone comes into the room, which makes no sense.
Yeah, so it's very silly. The whole thing is, like, unbelievable and silly. Everyone knows toys don't talk, right?
Right.
But then you'll have some story that's supposed to be believable and you're supposed to care about the characters, and then once every like 10 minutes they'll just burst out in like some annoying song with like, oh my gosh, the jingle bell. So okay, I don't know if anyone else has this, but obviously being in my teenage years, I have peak hearing. So high-pitched noises are very very easy to hear, right? So the jingle bells and Christmas songs, like the jingling,
it's
just, like it just like goes into my
brain to the ear
and just like eats my ears. Not in a good way.
I would absolutely love to listen to music again with your ears, but yeah, go on.
But I listen to it in volume one because everything's sensitive. And dude, I literally am at the point where some of the outlets in our house, when something plugs into them, it makes a high-pitched ringing noise until it gets unplugged. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that went somewhere else from
this
movie.
Fine.
But yeah, no, I'd say my favorite one would be, I forget the name of it, but it's about a kid who wants a Nerf gun. That's pretty much the thing. It has a different plot than most, and it doesn't have...
No, it's a BB gun.
A BB gun,
Memory's going to shoot your eye out, right?
Yeah, and then it almost does.
Oh, and there's the lamp, right? The lamp that's the leg.
The leg lamp.
The leg lamp.
Let's not spoil the movie for anyone who hasn't seen it.
It's a funny movie.
It's a funny movie. It's wholesome and funny.
It's very funny. All right. What was your favorite cartoon growing up and why? Is anything missing from modern kids' entertainment that is desperately needed?
Decent shows.
Yeah, we don't really watch any modern stuff other than maybe to review it for the show.
I've never really liked movies and shows and stuff. Like, I would like watching the same thing like 400 times over when I was a kid, but now, I don't know, for the last, like, I'd say 4 years or so, I just haven't really been interested in watching anything unless it's woke garbage. I'll watch the woke garbage because I find it amusing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, most comedies, I still don't understand some of the jokes that are more adultish.
Yeah.
And I find that a lot of it is not funny, and some of it, like, we'll watch older comedies that just references I don't get because I'm a newer kid.
Oh, yeah.
So then I'd say, like, action movies are just predictable and silly. Science fiction movies, usually very unbelievable. Like, I guess there's a suspension of disbelief, but it's to the point where that is just broken. The suspension has, like, 4,000 chords that just doesn't work, right? So, I mean, I guess I don't really like shows that much. Again, unless they're woke, because then I just find it funny.
Right.
So, yeah, I wouldn't say I like many shows. When I was a kid, I liked Tangled.
Tangled, yeah.
Yeah, I was like four. The ending made me cry because I always wanted to have really, really long hair.
You were a little older than that, but yeah.
Six, maybe?
Six, something like that.
Five or six, I think. Yeah. I thought I was younger, but I guess not.
But you liked the Toy Story early stuff.
I liked Bug's Cars. Life.
Cars, yes.
Cars, you
used to always ask
Cars.
Me to do the Southern accent from Mater.
Yeah.
Be Mater, you used to say. It was very funny. Yes, but it's been a long time since you've really wanted to watch a movie or enjoyed many shows.
Yeah, sometimes I'll go on YouTube and I'll watch, like, reviews for shows kind of thing. Or not exactly reviews, but, like, the story breakdown and how they could have done stuff better. Because I always like seeing what, like, dude, just, like, one of the people who do, like, things on YouTube where it's like, okay, here's what you could have done better in this situation. Here's how you could have lived, right? That type of thing. Just hire one of those people when making your movie and it'll, probably the movie will not even turn out anything the way you wrote it, but it'll at least be better. Like, these people who do a movie in, like, wartime or whatever and don't even hire, like, a proper doctor to check stuff. It's no, you would have bled out by then.
Yeah, that's right. What do you want for Christmas?
A duck.
Oh, just one?
Two ducks.
Okay, what would be
the best?
No, like, let's pretend that you could literally get anything you wanted, and no boundaries, no restrictions, no sanity, no limits. What would be your absolutely, like, couldn't be better thing to wake up to on Christmas?
Two chocolate Muscovy ducks.
Oh, I like chocolate.
No, I mean, like, okay, so there's fume, there's bronze, there's chocolate, there's lavender, there's lilac, there's white, there's black, there's pied, rippled, barred, there's tons of different colored patterns for Muscovies. And that's not even all of them.
I assume half of that was just made up.
No, you can look at, there's a Muscovy, it's called Muscovy Dynasty or something like that, and it's a website that has all the color patterns and I think a lot of information on how you can breed them, which I find interesting.
Were there more than what you said?
Oh, many.
Can we do the whole list?
Oh, God, I don't have it all memorized.
No, but just what you remember.
I went through a bunch. Man, I don't actually think I remember too much more. There's a lot of bibbed types, which are the ones that have the white chest or the brown chest or whatever. There's capped, which is the ones we have. We have a capped white. We have black capped Muscovy ducks. Two of them have a terrible cap, but one of them has a really good cap. And yeah, I guess there's white. I went through all the basic colors. I don't remember. There's lavender. I think I said that. Yes,
you
there's
did,
buff.
Yeah.
There's buff, which is actually a really funny name. Dumpling was a mix of lavender and buff for his coloring. Dumpling was one of our previous ducks. Man, honestly, there's a lot I don't remember. But yeah, you can look it up. It's called, like, Muscovy Dynasty. You should find
and
it pretty
lavender
fast.
And buff would be a good title for a book about me and Mom's marriage, right? Lavender and Buff, because she's quite feminine. And anyway, there's all these other things.
Where that we could... Where does Buff come from, though?
She likes to buff the floor, probably something like that.
What was the actual question?
Oh, so like you said, two chocolate Muscovy ducks.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah. So no, actually, if I was to be completely honest, I would say fume Muscovy ducks. No, copper. Maybe no, fume. Fume is really.
And what
pretty.
Is fume?
Fume is kind of like it's like an orangey black. They start off with a dark head, like a black head, and it fades to like kind of the reddish chicken color for the rest of the body. And sometimes they'll have white tips on their wings. And I think that's just such a pretty duck. So yeah, I'd say a fume Muscovy and a lilac Muscovy would be right. The two I'd want. And I'd make the fume would be male and the lilac would be female. But I don't actually know where you could buy Muscovies like this.
No, this is outside of reason, right?
I know, it's outside. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it, realistically, if I were, I don't know exactly where you could buy them. You'd probably have to go to a farm because you can't exactly order them online. The only farm I know is called Metzger Farms. And their options for Muscovy are white and black.
Oh, right.
And they just added the black a few months ago because otherwise we would have ordered black ones. But yeah, we went with a different one. I actually remember where we got our ducks. But yeah, realistically, I don't know where you get this. Probably a farmer's market. They wouldn't have exactly those, but they'd have some unique colors. They probably wouldn't know what they were doing because a lot of people who sell ducks at like farmer's markets and flea markets and stuff are just like, I think it's a Muscovy.
Duck. Yeah.
It's a duck. Do you want a duck? And it'll be like, what type is it? I don't know. It's some Muscovy thing. And then they'll go on about like, we went to this one place. Oh my gosh, I'm going to rant for a second.
Do it.
They were like, hey, do you have Muscovy ducks? Because I heard a while back that you did. And they're like, oh no, we don't have Muscovy ducks for a while. You know, bird flu is really like crash Muscovies. They're never going to make a recovery. It's going to be impossible to get them. Yeah. About a week later, we got two Muscovy ducks. They had availability of 50 or more birds. And that's even in the winter when, they stop laying eggs and stuff. So yeah, I hate to say it, buddy. Muscovy ducks are not going to go out. In fact, they're gaining in popularity last I checked, but yeah.
Now listen, I really don't mean to disagree with you about what you think you prefer, because it probably feels quite vivid to you and very real. But I do have to remind you of what is deep down in your heart, which is...
A computer for you.
No. I'm fine with the duck thing. I think it's great. So you may think that you wanted two chocolate Muscovies, and maybe you do at some level, but if you go down deeper, drill down deeper, what's Dad's favorite duck?
Indian runner duck.
Or...
Do you like Saxonies? Oh, wood duck.
There we go. The wood duck,
or
right?
The mandarin. Do you like mandarin and wood?
Mandarin and wood,
okay.
Do
you like Smew ducks or the white ones with the black patches on them?
I like Smew ducks because it's a hilarious
Smew?
Name.
Smew?
What?
Smew.
Smew?
It's say Mew.
Mew?
And put an S.
S-Mew. Sorry, Smew. Okay, but so while you think that it would bring you happiness to get what you want, I promise you it would give you deeper happiness to get what I want.
Just so you know, the only chocolate Muscovy we've had was pumpkin from our first set, and that was probably one of the ugliest ducks we ever had. But when I say chocolate, I guess,
or disappointingly exactly non-chocolate chocolate. As well.
Chocolate would be very, well, no, I mean, he was, I know it's not an actual thing. I call them dark chocolate because there's very different hues that chocolate ducks can be. There's like,
oh, no, smews.
Black, no, hues. There's very black chocolate, like black brown, and then there's pale brown. So I call chocolate just the pale browns. I call the dark ones dark chocolate. So right. Just to define them better. I don't think that's an actual term, but it's something I just made up, right? But right. He was extremely ugly. I loved him, but he was probably the ugliest duck we've had aside from Floof.
Yeah, but a pretty duckling.
He was quite pretty when he was young. But no, when I say like chocolate, or I guess bronze and lilac, I would mean very, very pretty bronze and lilac, high quality.
Right.
But that's what I would want. Wood ducks and mandarin ducks are probably $200 to $400. Smew ducks can go up to $1,200, sometimes $2,000. I don't know what it'd be American, but yeah, I think 2,000 Canadian. So,
let's see. Did we get to the bottom here? Yes. Okay. Last question is, when do you know if someone of your age in your age group comes from a happy or dysfunctional family? What are the typical giveaways?
Very, look, I'm still kind of naive when I was first meeting people, like, recently and stuff, especially. I was kind of like, oh, you know, I guess it's a few things, but you seem nice enough, and then 2 weeks later, I'd be like, yeah, okay, never mind. But I'd say the main thing is how much they talk about social media when you first meet them.
Oh, interesting.
Because if they're on social media, or if they if they don't talk about it even in the slightest bit, then it means their parents are really controlling and never let them online at all.
Right.
But if they talk about it a lot, then it means their parents probably have, like, they don't care. They're just kind of like, do whatever you want, yeah, right? Yeah. Now, I can understand that more if you have, like, 6 or 7 kids. But if you only have, like, 4 kids or whatever, then you can probably keep a pretty good handle on everything, right? But especially if, like, your kids are, like, you have 6 or 7 kids, a lot of them are going to be too young to even, like, have a tablet. Some of them are going to be adults. So, I mean...
Well, then you can put restrictions on the router and things like that too, and you can, yeah. So there's lots of things that you can do. You can lock down the tablet so they can't install stuff. Like there's things that you could do.
I always listen to see like how much they talk about social media, because if it's a lot, then they're going to be toxic, and if it's not enough, then they're probably going to be bullies because they're bullied at home.
Oh, that's interesting.
Not having anything. That's my guess.
Yeah. Interesting. So, okay. Then the last one. This just came in from nowhere. Who was watching the polls for the gingerbread house voting? Maybe we need a recount. That is a very interesting
question.
Okay,
here's the thing. I said to my dad, it was on my birthday when he's posting it. I said, only post it on this, locals you're on right now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Only post it on locals because people are going to vote twice and other ones don't have great voting programs. But yeah, we basically kept track from locals on
But the
Facebook.
Problem with locals is that, no, never mind.
You have to vote.
Well, no, it's just that the other ones, I can have sock puppet accounts. Anyway, we'll explain that
to
you another
time. I'm aware. I still won.
Back to the competition thing.
Yeah, aside from all the bots that you ordered.
Even though I cheated, I won. I'm the opposite. Yeah, yeah.
I know. But yeah, we kind of just checked every few hours and see how it was going. For a while there, I think you were winning.
Yes. I did have an early surge. And then 2 o'clock in the morning, there was a weird dump of votes from...
My
nowhere.
End.
Yeah, from mail-in voting. Yeah, we're going to have to go to mail-in voting next time.
No, okay, last year we didn't do it because mine completely fell apart for some reason. Like, this was shown to some people, but it was just complete mess. Like, the icing bag exploded when I was trying to put it back together, and then I dropped the candies on it.
Nice.
It was a complete mess. But so we didn't do it last round because, I mean, the only way I would have won is everyone just trolled. Then the year
Sympathy
before,
votes.
I think you won a bit. Which I think was just silly, but that's okay.
Well, that's, you know, obviously that was peak listener brilliance.
Of course.
All right, good. Well, thanks everyone so much. Thanks for great questions. And we will stay posted with you. Thanks, Izzy, for the great answers and a lot of fun to do the show. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone. We will talk to you soon.
Oh, by the way, wait, one fun fact I learned. Justin Trudeau's birthday is on Christmas, so now we can no longer celebrate Christmas.
Maybe with the Black Mass or something, but...
Exactly. Right.
Okay,
anyways,
everyone. Bye!
Bye!